Some Sudanese citizens say it is time for the two military factions fighting in the country to resolve their differences through dialogue. Some of the citizens say they have encountered horrific situations since the conflict began on April 15th. They say the leaders of the paramilitary rapid support forces and the Sudan Armed Forces should compromise and restore peace and stability in the country. Speaking to this program via a messaging application from Ottawa, LaSalle County in Illinois, Amel Habani says the ongoing fighting has affected her and members of her family who have been displaced. Habani says the rapid support forces have allegedly occupied her family house in Khartoum for the past 1 month.
They stole our cars, they stole everything from our homes, and now they are living in our homes. It is really very sad, and the war is seeing the people of Sudan. Till now, there is no real aid or support for them.
South Sudan in Focus reached out to Yusuf Izzat, the political advisor to the RSF's commander, for comment on this story, but he did not answer. The Sudanese army announced Sunday that its delegates are in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to engage in negotiations with the RSF. The statement did not indicate when the negotiations will begin. Khartoum resident Munira Al-Kubi says the ongoing fighting has affected women in many ways. Speaking to this program from Khartoum, Al-Kubi says she was shocked to hear reports of various forms of abuses against women and girls over the past weeks. She says the perpetrators must be held accountable.
Sexual violence have been on rise and health facilities have been significantly affected and continue to shut down. Victims do not get medical care, such as kits to prevent pregnancy and other sexually transmitted diseases.
Sudan's gender-based violence unit at the National Minister of Social Development says it has documented nearly 90 cases of sexual assault, including rape, since fighting began 3 months ago between the paramilitary RSF and the Sudan Armed Forces. In a press statement issued over the weekend, Martin Griffiths, United Nations Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, said the people of Sudan have endured unspeakable suffering amid violence that is tearing their country apart. The statement further said, quote, Sudan is now one of the world's most difficult places for humanitarian workers to operate, end quote. Speaking to VOA from New York via a messaging application, Eric Kaneko, the spokesperson for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, said aid agencies are still facing difficulties in delivering assistance to the people across Sudan.
We're unable to reach the people in need. The situation is indeed worsening. It's not getting any better. And we've also, as the UN, expressed fears that Sudan is sliding into what we would call a brutal and interminable civil war.
The UN official says since the conflict began, more than 3 million people in Sudan, half of them are children, have fled the violence, both inside and outside the country, adding that 13.6 million children who are trapped in Sudan urgently need humanitarian support. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.